It was another night of protests in Charlotte, this one peaceful, following the shooting Tuesday of a black man by a police officer. Pressure is mounting, though, for police to release video of the shooting. But at a press conference today, Police Chief Kerr Putney said that although he wants to do that, more investigation has to first take place.
If I were putting it out on my time frame, you would not have a whole case, though, and we would damage the very trust we're trying to build.
Susan McCarter joins us now via Skype. She's a professor of social work at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Professor McCarter, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
So about this issue of trust in Charlotte right now, I mean, you've lived there for 17 years. What is it like in the community? How does it feel?
We're sad. We're angry. We're hurt. Every side, and there are so many sides of this issue, trying to stand in community and see one another's perspectives. But that's hard to do when you feel defensive or you feel scared or you don't understand the complexity and the issues at hand.
Well, I understand you have actually been out protesting this police shooting yourself. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, you see, I'd love to hear from you what people, you know, who are surrounding you when you've been out protesting are saying, because, of course, the television images only capture a protest from afar. You don't often hear exactly what the protesters themselves are saying about this moment. So what have you heard?
Well, Wednesday night, we were speaking at Nation Support Community Church, where the sentiment was, as I described, fearful and hurt. When we left that venue and a few of us headed downtown, those sentiments continued. And you felt them just amplified times 100, you know, exponentially, hopelessness and hurt for our city, which continues to struggle with issues of race and racism.
One common narrative that we've been hearing over the past several days is that Charlotte prides itself as being a diverse and prosperous southern city, and that what we're seeing this week isn't the Charlotte that we know. But a lot of people are saying, well, how well do you know Charlotte? I mean, so, right? I mean, so,
right.
So, I mean, tell me more about that. Like, give us a sense as to, is Charlotte, do you think it is segregated? Are there structural inequities that are evident in the city?
Absolutely. I think there are the same structural inequities that you see around our nation. Our schools are largely segregated. Our neighborhoods are largely segregated. You know, we're the gentrified South. We serve you sweet tea and lemonade on the front porch, and we don't like to talk about social justice. We don't like to talk about race and racism, and we certainly don't like to make white people feel uncomfortable.
So tell me more about that, because the way you were describing the mood and the emotion in Charlotte now, everyone is feeling deeply unhappy and uncomfortable.
That's true. There's been a lot of conversation around looting and the defacing of property and violent protests versus nonviolent protests. But you really feel the palpable frustration and anger.
Well, when we have conversations about structural inequities and racism in America, the question of economic opportunity also oftentimes comes in, because there is a line of thinking that says if the economic well-being of many of the people in these communities were better today, that there would be no cause for these protests. Does that have any ring of truth to you?
Well, I would answer that this way. When we talk about racism, we really should consider racism social and institutional power plus racial prejudice. It's a system of advantage and oppression based on race. So, you know, I would hesitate to say that Keith Lamont Scott was shot because he's poor. I think he was shot partly because he's black.
Well, Susan McCarter is a professor of social work at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Professor McCarter, thank you so much.
I appreciate your time.